And the Afterglow is made possible in part by the generosity of Superior Energy in Vernon, serving the residential and commercial propane needs of Connecticut and Southern Massachusetts since 1939, with a 5-star rated Superior service you deserve. Locally owned and operated for over 80 years, Superior Energy knows your community and unique needs. Receive personalized attention that goes above and beyond always. Call 800-242-0427 or visit propanect.com.
Well, it's our time in the Afterglow. Hi, I'm Father John. Thank you for sharing a brief bit of time with me. We're still in the Easter season of our faith journey, so happy Easter. We're reminded that death has been conquered by new life, hope prevails for all of us. Fear has fled and hope has replaced despair. So shake off some of the worries, the cares that have consumed your thoughts, and share with me a brief hour of time. With music and messages that relax the overtaxed and inspire with the fire of Easter passion. Now, you know it, but let me remind you that every goal that has ever been reached began with just one step, and the belief that it could be attained. Dreams really can come true, but they are most often the result of hard work, determination, and persistence. When the end of the journey seems impossible to reach, all you need to do is take one more step. Stay focused on your goal, and remember that each small step will bring you a little closer. Just some advice to help you push forward as the sun sets on the day, to welcome the night with a glow in the sky that speaks of hope and determination in the Afterglow. For your company tonight as we make our way into the timeless Afterglow. This is where the curtain comes down on the day, the sky is painted with the glow of tomorrow's promise, and night begins to move into position. Sunset this evening is at 7:43, with an afterglow to follow until about 8:13, with the day gracing our lives with 13 hours and 47 minutes of daylight. Yes. Now, today in history, the world got a better view of the deep unknown. 34 years ago, the Hubble telescope was launched from Earth's surface into Earth's orbit in order to give man a better answer to the question, what is out there? Launching telescopes into space has been an idea since 1923. The idea was that a telescope in space could get a much deeper and clearer view of the stars. It took 67 years, large advances in technology, and a couple of $1 billion to create the largest telescope ever. The Hubble telescope was launched successfully into Earth's orbit, but it had a flawed mirror, causing the pictures it sent back to be blurry. In 1993, a space shuttle took off with the sole purpose of fixing the mirror. The mission was a success, and it only needed to be done 3 more times. Well, today, the telescope still circles our orbit, giving us some light on what the dark places in space look like. It can see 14 billion light years away, which is 10 times greater than any telescope on Earth. Reaching beyond what we can see from Earth is the Hubble telescope, launched on this day back in 1990. Well, here's something to ponder over. How many of us are entertained every day on 88.9 FM WJMJ Radio and many more such radio stations? Just a turn of the dial gives us hours and hours of entertainment, information of events around the world, stories, and more. Most importantly, you don't even have to plug in a wire to do so. You must have guessed by now what I'm talking about. Yes, the radio, a pioneer in wireless technology. Because of this technology, we can communicate anytime, anywhere, giving us remote area access, emergency alerts, on-hand entertainment, and communication through empty miles, be it space, land, or water. The credit for all this goes to that one person who believed in wireless technology, especially when it was considered an impossible task. This one belief led a man to invent the radio, and he was Guglielmo Marconi. Marconi was born in 1874 on this day in Bologna, Italy, to an Italian father and an Irish mother. As a young child, he had difficulties in school, but as he grew older, his love for electricity and science grew. He witnessed scientific breakthroughs at that time, like the invention of radio waves, and these inventions would later influence his decision to conduct some experiments of his own. In Italy, he used the attic of his home to serve as a sort of laboratory where he wanted to learn how to utilize radio waves and integrate them with telegraphic messages. An inventor and an engineer, Marconi. He developed, demonstrated, and marketed the first successful long-distance wireless telegraph, and in 1901 was able to broadcast the first transatlantic radio signal. His company's Marconi radios ended the isolation of ocean travel and saved hundreds of lives, including all of the surviving passengers from the sinking Titanic. For long-distance communication, he established a system with a beam. Then with further research, he managed to obtain shorter waves, leading to a microwave radio telephone link, which included a line from Vatican City to the summer residence of the Pope. His microwave radio beacon soon became a navigation system for ships, and he showed the principles of radar back in 1935. Knowledge of this system helped Britain win the Second World War. Marconi received many awards for his achievements, including the Nobel Prize for Physics in 1909. When he died, on the 19th of July in 1937, there was total radio silence for a few moments as a mark of respect. And here we are in the Afterglow on 88.9 FM WJMJ Radio, celebrating the birth anniversary of Guglielmo Marconi, the father of radio.
Tuning in the latest talk from the dashboard of my car, cruising at 7, push button heaven, capturing memories from afar. That's why God made the radio.
Well, you are in the Afterglow with Father John. This is WJMJ. We are Catholic Radio, where faith meets life. But we're not just for Catholics, we're for everyone. And that was music by Acoustic Alchemy called Tied Up With String. Here's where we take time to regain the spirit of optimism and confront the bittersweet of life with faith and hope. We are Easter people. Death has been transformed into new life. Where there was sadness, there is now joy. Fear has been transformed into hope, so we now journey toward the intersection of where faith meets life. Well, it happened years ago when Dan was but a teenager, but it was a lesson that he remembers to this very day. As young teenager Dan and his father were standing in line to buy tickets for the circus, finally, there was only one family between them and the ticket counter. Well, this family made a big impression on Dan. There were eight children, all probably under the age of 12, and you can tell they didn't have a lot of money. Their clothes were not expensive, but they were clean. The children were well behaved, all of them standing in line, two by two, behind their parents, holding hands. They were excitedly jabbering about the clowns, elephants, and other acts that they would see that night. One could sense that they had never been to the circus before. It promised to be a highlight of their young lives. The father and mother were at the head of the pack, standing proud as could be. The mother was holding her husband's hand, looking up at him as if to say, "You're my knight in shining armor." He was smiling and basking in pride, looking at her as if to reply, "You got that right." The ticket lady asked the father how many tickets he wanted. He proudly responded, "Please, I need to buy 8 children's tickets and 2 adult tickets so that I can take my family to the circus." Well, the ticket lady quoted the price. The man's wife let go of his hand. Her head dropped. The man's lip began to quiver. The father leaned a little closer and asked, "How much did you say?" The ticket lady again quoted the price. The man didn't have enough money. How was he supposed to turn and tell his 8 kids that he didn't have enough money to take them to the circus? Seeing what was going on, Dan's dad put his hand into his pocket, pulled out a $20 bill, and dropped it on the ground. Dan's family wasn't wealthy in any sense of the word. Dan's father reached down, picked up the bill, tapped the man on the shoulder, and said, "Excuse me, sir, this fell out of your pocket." The man knew what was going on. He wasn't begging for a handout, but certainly appreciated the help in a desperate, heartbreaking, embarrassing situation. He looked straight into Dan's father's eyes, took his hand in both of his, squeezed tightly onto the $20 bill, and with his lip quivering and a tear streaming down his cheek, he replied, "Thank you. Thank you, sir. This really means a lot to me and my family." Dan and his dad went back to their car and drove home. They didn't go to the circus that night, but they didn't go without. William Wordsworth said, "The best portion of a good man's life is little, nameless, unremembered acts of kindness and love." And that's where faith meets life.
I've been practicing standing with my back up against the wall to give the impression that I'm ready to get the call. I'm still the man, if you will. I think I can save you from it all, 'cause I can
can't save myself. I'm my own one-man wrecking ball. The circus is coming to town, and everybody knows I'm coming down. The circus is coming to town, and everybody knows I'm coming down, down. Dream of flying till my feet left the ground. And now I leap over buildings in a single bound. Scaling heights under cover of night is not what brings me down. It's my fear of falling you really find me out. Circus is coming to town, and everybody knows I'm coming down. Circus is coming to town, and everybody knows I'm coming down. Circus is coming to town, and everybody knows I'm coming down. The circus is coming to town, and everybody knows I'm coming down, down. The circus is coming to town, and everybody knows I'm coming down. The circus is coming to town, everybody knows I'm coming down, down, down. Coming down, down, down. Down, down, down.
Christopher Williams with a song called Circus. Born in New York, he's a graduate of religious studies from Bucknell University. Williams writes songs that are honest and confessional, yet never overbearing, and performs with an appealing mix of intense passion and humor, engaging audiences with his lush guitar work. Christopher Williams and Circus, with music in the afterglow that you'll rarely find anywhere else. Now, looking to our past, we see that on this day in history, America was born. Well, almost. To be more specific, the name America was born. In 1507, a map of the world, Cosmographiae Introductio, or Introduction to Cosmography, was first published, and for the first time, the New World was called America. The map was written by the unknown German cartographer Martin Waldseemüller. He believed that the unknown world was first discovered by Italian explorer Amerigo Vespucci, who arrived 7 years after Christopher Columbus. Vespucci did make several important discoveries, such as that the new world was bigger than previously thought. This helped Waldseemüller create his map, as Europe, Africa, and Asia were very accurate, but North and South America were only their east coasts. 1,000 copies of the map were made, but all but one were destroyed or lost. The lone remaining map was purchased by the United States Library of Congress in 2001 from a German museum for $10 million. Now that's a lot of money for a map that was incomplete, but it is an important map of our country because it first gave America its name. And with that name came a country that for years people have been proud to call their home, Just an interesting historical fact about the Cosmographiae Introductio, first published 517 years ago today. Well, in addition, today marks the birth anniversary for the First Lady of Song. You got it. Ella Fitzgerald was born in Virginia in 1917. At a young age, Fitzgerald lost her mother, which resulted in her being placed in an orphanage and becoming homeless. At the age of 17, Ella Fitzgerald began her career by singing during amateur night at the famous Apollo Theater. She got her first professional gig as the lead singer for a band at Yale University. Ella Fitzgerald left the band to go solo and became one of jazz's best vocalists. With songs like Flying Home and Oh Lady Be Good, she gave us some of the best jazz songs of all time. She began to reach a mainstream audience by singing the songbooks of famous composers like Cole Porter and Duke Ellington. Ella Fitzgerald won 19 Grammys during her singing career, which spanned nearly 60 years before she retired at the age of 76. She died shortly after her retirement, but Ella Fitzgerald's voice lives on with her recordings. Her voice is considered one of the greatest because she had such a broad vocal range and perfect diction. She was a natural. Remembering Ella Fitzgerald on the 107th anniversary of her birth.
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me.
Stars fading, but I linger on, dear.
Oh, how you linger on.
Still craving your kiss.
How you crave my kiss.
Now I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just sing this.
Give me a little kiss, sweet dreams, till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
Buzz, 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 buzz. Fading, but I linger on, dear. Still craving your kiss. Yeah, I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just saying this. Sweet dreams, dreaming.
Till something's fine, you keep dreaming.
Gotta keep dreaming.
Leave the worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, you've gotta make me a promise. Promise to me.
That was the First Lady of Song, Ella Fitzgerald, along with Louis Armstrong with Dream a Little Dream of Me. So we celebrate more of the music that you won't hear anywhere else, only on WJMJ and here as we spend some quality time in the afterglow to recharge, regroup, and renew some of that great vitality of life. Well, it's story time now in the afterglow. It seems a daughter is telling her mother how everything is going wrong. She's failing algebra, her boyfriend broke up with her, and her best friend is moving away. Meanwhile, her mother is baking a cake and asks her daughter if she would like a snack. The daughter says, "Absolutely, Mom, I love your cake." "Here, have some cooking oil," her mother offers. "Yuck," says her daughter. "How about a couple of raw eggs?" "Oh, gross, Mom." "Would you like some flour then? Or maybe baking soda?" "Mom, those are all yucky." To which the mother replies, "Yes, all those things seem bad all by themselves, but when they are put together in the right way, they make a wonderfully delicious cake." God works the same way. Many times we wonder why he would let us go through such bad and difficult times, but God knows that when he puts these things all in his order, they always work for good. We just have to trust him, and eventually they will all make something wonderful. Hope your day is a piece of cake. Something to think about tonight in the afterglow.
We ought to bake a sunshine cake. It does more good than a big thick steak.
Start with a tablespoon of trouble, then add a smile and let it bubble up.
We ought to bake a sunshine cake.
It isn't really so hard to make.
Fresh tears, a pound or two of pleasure.
Kind words, you needn't use a measure cup.
It's not from a recipe book. You don't have to be a good cook.
Or run to the oven and look.
With such a simple dish, all you do is wish. So why not bake a sunshine cake? Of course it may keep your dreams away. Friends say there's nothing like the flavor. Don't wait to do your friends a favor. And for goodness sake, let's bake a sunshine cake. It's got vitamins A, vitamins B,
vitamins L-O-V-E.
If you're fat, it's for that.
If you're thin, stuff it in.
What's wrong if you get a double grin? We ought to bake a sunshine cake. From a recipe book.
You don't have to be a good cook.
Or run to the oven and look. With such a simple dish, all you do is wish. So why not bake a sunshine cake? Of course it may keep your dreams away. Friends say they ain't nothing like the flavor.
Don't wait to do your friends a favor.
And for goodness sake, let's bake a sunshine cake.
That was Frank Sinatra and Paula Kelly with music called Sunshine Cake. Here in the Afterglow, I'm Father John, and I really appreciate your company tonight. It's warming up, weather-wise, so we unwind with good music, interesting reflections, and prayer. Not a bad way to celebrate the time that we share, huh? Now, turn on the light. You'll see better. He ranks higher than everything that has ever been made. Everything? Go ahead. Find an exception. Peter's mother-in-law has a fever. Jesus rebukes it. A tax needs to be paid. Jesus pays it by sending first a coin and then a fisherman's hook into the mouth of a fish. When 5,000 stomachs growl, Jesus renders a boy's basket a bottomless buffet. Jesus exudes authority. He bats an eyelash and nature jumps. No one argues when, at the end of his earthly life, the God-man declares, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth."
Stop the clocks, it's amazing. You should see the way the light dances off your head. A million colors of hazel, golden and red.
Night prayer is coming up, but first, let's let God's Word talk back to us in today's Word.
Oh, I will hold on to the afterglow.
Today, the Church celebrates the Feast of St. Mark, the Evangelist. I write these few words to you to encourage you never to let go of this true grace of God to which I bear witness. You know, with the advance of telecommunications and the internet, letter writing is becoming a lost art form. A telephone conversation is gone, and we only replay voicemail messages to ensure that we have got them right. Then we delete them. Furthermore, we are hardly likely to reread speedily typed emails. On the other hand, how many parents and lovers have lovingly retained letters written over many years? Perhaps years later, they reread them and they discover a new depth of meaning and an experience of love. It would seem that the letters exchanged in those years of the Church's infancy were treated in this way, treasured and reread, so that the communities would be continually encouraged and built up in faith and hope. St. Peter ends his first letter with greetings all round and the mention of a number of individuals by name, including his son Mark. This is common to many of the letters in the New Testament, and it conveys a real sense of the family of the Church, bound together by ties of faith and friendship in the Lord. The letters are written to build up and strengthen the local communities, which are often facing hostility, if not outright persecution. Indeed, the closing section of Peter's letter, today's first reading, is very explicit about how to combat temptations which arise from whatever source. Courage is called for, but the key is letting go and trusting in the Lord. Unload all your worries on Him. Indeed, Peter is very explicit about the reason for his letter, to encourage you never to let go of this true grace of God. As inheritors of these treasures, we would do well to remember that they are there for our support and encouragement too. Mark wrote his gospel so that the new converts in the Roman world would have a record of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, so that they would recognize that they too were called to share in his mission. Today, we can thank God that we have received the same treasures. As we reread the gospel story in our own time, we will do well to remember that this is not an account of some ancient, albeit interesting, series of events, but God's personal invitation to be part of the mission.
The preacher taunted me and he smiled, said, "Come and walk with me, come and walk one more mile. In your life you're alone, but you ain't got a dime, there's no time for the fool. I just gotta get a message to you,
Now on this Thursday, the 25th day of April, on the feast of St. Mark, as the shadows lengthen and the evening comes, we reflect on God's nourishing and loving presence with us. So we close our time in the afterglow with prayer. Watch, O Lord, with those who wake or watch or weep tonight, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend your sick ones, O Lord Christ. Rest your weary ones, bless your dying ones, soothe your suffering ones, pity your afflicted ones, shield your joyous ones. And for all your love's sake, we pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Dear God, I thank you that you have saved me so that I don't have to live this life or my life in eternity without you. Thank you that you have redeemed my past and given me an eternal future with you forever. Anything I have done outside of your will or apart from your guidance, I confess as sin and ask you to forgive me and restore me to wholeness. Thank you for your everlasting kindness and mercy to me. Separate me from anything that would separate me from you. Restore to me all that has been lost in the days that I didn't live for you. Restore everything that evil has stolen from my life.
My burden is easy, my yoke is so light. If you need rest, come to me. You who are weary, you who are laden, give to me. Eyes I can't see.
I will bless the Lord at all times. Praise is always in my mouth. In the Lord my soul shall make its boast. The humble shall hear and be glad.
Glorify the Lord with me. Together let us praise God's name. I sought the Lord who answered me and set me free from all my terrors.
Look towards the Lord and be radiant. Let your face not be abashed. When the lowly call out, the Lord hears and rescues them from all their distress.
The angel of the Lord is encamped around those who are reverent to rescue them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed are they who seek refuge in him.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
You.
The message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For Jews demand signs and Greeks look for wisdom, but we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles, but to those who are called Jews and Greeks alike, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. The God of all grace has called us to eternal glory.
Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me.
Spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to help his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me. Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The God of all grace has called us to eternal glory. Saving God, in Jesus you reveal your power and wisdom. We humbly pray to you.
Give us your Spirit, O God.
Inspire use of technology and social media for the spreading of the gospel. We humbly pray to you.
Give us your Spirit, O God.
Shower your love and compassion upon those who suffer the death of a loved one to suicide. We humbly pray to you.
Give us your Spirit, O God.
Send your help to those who suffer confusion, misunderstandings, or failure. We humbly pray to you.
Give us your Spirit, O God.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
May the God of all grace bless us with peace and make us fully alive in Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray that you with steadfast love would keep your watch around us while we sleep.
From evil dreams defend our sight from fears and terrors of the night. Tread underfoot our deadly foe that we no sinful thought may know.
My burden is easy, my yoke is so light. If you need rest, come to me. You who are weary, you who are laden, give to me your word. take your place. Teach me to come to your table where I am able to receive your
We now offer a prayer requesting the intercession of Blessed Michael J. McGivney, priest of the Archdiocese of Hartford and founder of the Knights of Columbus.
God our Father, protector of the poor and defender of the widow and orphan, you call your priest, Father Michael J. McGivney, to be an apostle of Christian family life and to lead the young to the generous service of their neighbor. Through the example of his life and virtue, may we follow your Son, Jesus Christ, more closely, fulfilling his commandment of charity and building up his body, which is the church. Let the inspiration of your servant prompt us to greater confidence in your love, so that we may continue his work of caring for the needy and the outcast. We humbly ask that you glorify your venerable servant, Blessed Father Michael J. McGivney, on earth, according to the design of your holy will. Through his intercession, grant the favor I now present. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Be present, O merciful God, and protect us through the silent hours of this night, so that we who are wearied by the changes and the chances of this fleeting world may rest in your eternal changelessness. Lighten our darkness, and in your mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. Visit this home, O Lord, we pray, and drive far from it the snares of evil. May your holy angels dwell with us and guard us in peace through the night. And may your blessing be always upon us through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
My burden is easy, my yoke is so light. If you need rest, come to me. You who are weary, you who are laden, give to me your worry, your anguish, and I will set you free. Lord, you call me even though I've become hard as a so light. If you need rest, come to me.
May the Lord Jesus Christ be with you to protect you. May he watch over you and keep you in his care through the night and bless you with peace. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've been listening to Night Prayer in the Afterglow with Father John. Thanks for listening. In the Afterglow, a time of reflection and relaxation is underwritten in part by the people of Superior Energy of Vernon, Connecticut. Now in their 80th year, they offer personalized 5-star propane service to customers throughout Connecticut and southern Massachusetts. For more information, call 800-242-0427 or visit propanect.com. Coming up is Exploring Music with Bill McLaughlin from the WFMT Radio Network. This is WJMJ at 88.9 in Hartford, 107.1 in New Haven. WJMJ, Catholic Radio, where faith meets life, and where we're inviting you to be to enjoy an entire evening of relaxing music tailor-made for you.